Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for the Thanksgiving turkey or a pumpkin pie from the best bakery in St. Louis. Maybe even your entire holiday meal, all because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to their house, make sure you're all set for Thanksgiving. Head to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points. Think Schnucks. Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and this is my visit one-on-one in the office of John Mozeliak coming up, but it was a very busy day at the ballpark yesterday. We're coming to you in brilliant clarity thanks to Lordo's Diamonds, and see their selection this holiday season, LordosDiamonds.com. That's LordosDiamonds.com. Cardinals made several announcements yesterday, an afternoon press conference at Busch Stadium, including contract extensions for President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak, VP and General Manager Mike Gersh, and also Manager Mike Schilt, Cardinals Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr.
In addition to our on-field success at the Major League level, we continue to have a robust farm system, which is not easy to do when you have winning seasons, you don't draft high, but we've got a very strong scouting and player development group, which enables that, which we're very pleased to have, and a big part of our success, of course. If you look at the club we had last year and through the years, it's really driven by our homegrown players. So we're very happy to have continuity here with baseball operations and look forward to great success in the future.
John Mozeliak joined the Cardinals organization in 1995, served as senior VP and general manager from October of 2007 up until June of 2007. He was promoted to the newly created position of president of baseball operations. Under his watch, the Cardinals have advanced to the postseason in seven of their 12 seasons under Mo, including two National League championships and a World Series title in 2011. The Cardinals' 73 postseason games during Mo's tenure, second most in the major leagues, trailing only the Dodgers.
All of us that have worked on the baseball operations side, and really on the business side, we've had two presidents, one owner, three leaders of baseball operations. And I think, you know, Mr. DeWitt and his ownership group have really entrusted all of us to have the success we've had, and we're very fortunate for that. You know, there's a lot of exciting things going on here. Obviously, on a personal level, excited to know that I'll be a part of the organization for four more years, and I feel like we are positioned to have continued success. Very fortunate to work with Mike Gersh. We've been together a long time. He joined the Cardinals in 06 and was promoted to assistant GM in 11 and then general manager shortly after that. And the relationship we have, the people that we have working with us on a day-to-day basis, is something that continues to get stronger. We continue to have more confidence in how we think about our decision-making and what that team looks like. And that's our responsibility.
Continuity was a constant theme that was mentioned yesterday by Bill DeWitt, Michael Gersh, and also John Mozeliak. Mike Schilt, named yesterday as a finalist for the National League Manager of the Year Award, guided the Cardinals to a share of the 12th NL Central title in his first full season at the helm. Transformation of the team's defense, record-setting performances. Cardinals became the first Major League team in history to go from worst to first in errors in back-to-back seasons. The Cardinals, 132-99. That's a .571 winning percentage under Mike Schilt since he was named the interim manager back on July 15th of 18. He has a new three-year deal. Now, one of the questions that was brought up to Bill DeWitt, it was interesting, it was about the fan base. Are they in, are they out with this current team and regime that the Cardinals have?
I think the fans realize that we had a really good season, 91 wins, and beat Atlanta in a really exciting series. And, you know, You're not going to win every time you get to the NLCS. We've had a pretty good record over the years. We've been there 10 times in the last 20 years, and I think we've won four. So, you know, if you can win half the time there, which we didn't quite do, but that's a pretty good record postseason. And I think the fans are enthused. They're excited. You know, we've got a pretty good young core, and, you know, they're going to get better. And the veterans we do have, as Mo said earlier, Karp obviously will have a better season, we expect. He's highly motivated. Goldie got off to, you know, he didn't have a very good first half, but if you look at a second half and you look what he's done in the past, you know, that's something to get excited about. You can kind of go up and down the line and see where this club should be.
Coming up, we'll get more into that. Also, more into some of the individuals that the Cardinals have that they're potentially counting on next year. Certainly Matt Carpenter, obviously Carlos Martinez, Alex Reyes. And we'll get into some of the changes that may be happening league-wide with baseball, and that'll be discussed at the GM meetings next week. A reminder, you can catch all the action this NFL season at St. Louis's home for sports, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. All the games on dozens of TVs. Track your wagers, fantasy teams, while you enjoy cold drinks and great food served by the best refs in town. They also are the exclusive home for St. Louis Blues hockey. Don't want to miss it. Make Hotshots, one of the 10 area Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill locations, your home for St. Louis Blues hockey this year. Proud partner of the Blues and home of Blues fans since 1990. Coming up, you'll hear my one-on-one with John Mozeliak. Celebrate 125 years of history at St. Louis Union Station with free movies every weekend in October and November near the lake. Get a bird's eye view of all that history when you take a spin on the St. Louis Wheel. Soaring 200 feet into the air, you'll appreciate the iconic skyline inside a climate-controlled gondola. Enjoy a round of golf at the 18-hole miniature golf course. Other attractions include the St. Louis Carousel and the Fire and Light Show. Visit St. Louis Union Station. Come celebrate. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. Well, first of all, Mo, a three-year extension, so four more years, correct me if I'm wrong, at the helm of the St. Louis Cardinals as president of baseball operations. Congratulations to you. As you look back in your tenure now, what are you most proud of when you look back?
You know, I haven't really reflected on the actual career and those moments of pride, but, you know, clearly winning a World Series is something that will always stick out. I also would say that when you look at our ability to have a sustained success and being able to maintain that over the years is something we take a lot of pride in. And I also think just the ability to have a farm system that's produced. And I think that's a compliment not only to our amateur scouting department, but also all the coaches and managers that have helped train these players. So, you know, I think ultimately my time in St. Louis has been one that has been very gratifying, to say the least, and one that I know it's still time to roll up our sleeves and continue to work, but today was a nice moment, and certainly happy for Mike Schilt and Mike Gersh as well.
And you mentioned in the press conference continuity, and that's something that you've been able to sustain, continuity, whether it be with your field manager or the people that work for you in the front office and with you. And that's got to be a big key in sustained success.
I think so. Obviously, when you look at a lot of other teams and you see the turnover that they go through, one of the things that separates the Cardinals from others is the fact that we've had that leadership that starts at the very top, and that's Mr. DeWitt. And I think under Bill and Billy, you know, all of us have been fortunate to have a place that we can call home. And again, I think it starts with them. I think Bill had always a great vision of what baseball should look like and what it meant to the city of St. Louis. And, you know, I've been fortunate to call him a mentor and learn from him.
There's been a lot of talk about some of the rule changes of which will be implemented at some point coming up in the very near future, whether it be a three-batter minimum, the roster expansion to 26, shortening the September rosters. Where do you stand with some of the moves that are going to be implemented?
I would say from a very high level, I welcome them. I think baseball as a whole is very slow for change. And, you know, when you look at really what's driving some of these decisions, I think part of it is length of game, pace of game. And for us, I've always been someone that thinks that innovation, new ideas is something that we should all welcome. You know, like you always hear phrases sometimes where there's no bad idea, or maybe the opposite, like give us bad ideas to see what, you know, we should be using. You know, ultimately, I think the game needs to grow, needs to evolve. And so, you know, from a high level, I think all of these things that are being discussed, I look forward to hearing exactly what we're going to go with and what that model looks like. But I do think it's an exciting time for baseball.
What do you think about an automated strike zone? Are you for that? What are your counterparts saying? What's the industry feel about that? And is it even available to make it foolproof, if you will?
I'm not sure technology is there quite yet, but it's getting very close. And, you know, I think what happens, though, when you have the human element to the game, people can get frustrated. They can become more angered and more spirited, if you will. And I think, like, when you watch the postseason, for example, you know, balls and strikes matter. You know, whether you're in a 1-2 count versus a 2-1 count, it changes how someone might approach it. But, you know, I'm not sure where I'm going to weigh in on that completely. I've always been someone that welcomes change. So I think from that standpoint, I think I'd be open-minded to it, but need to make sure that you're not going to have some disaster. So got to understand what those unintended consequences might look like, and then I think I'd have a stronger opinion.
Do you think we need to look at shifts and reducing them, or putting some type of, I mean, as crazy it may sound, but putting lines in the outfield of how far you can go deep, go into your right or your left before a pitch, those kind of things. Does that need to be done, or do you keep the shift going the way it is?
Another place that I think you've got to remain open-minded.
Yeah.
Obviously, the game has evolved to where people are looking for that competitive advantage, and will players change in how they think? In other words, if I'm always being shifted on, should I just go the other way and try to break the shift? But, you know, a lot of players have a hard time doing that. And I think as front offices and major league staffs evolve on how they think about positioning, I think the players have to reflect on that as well.
Are you concerned with length of games? You touched upon it earlier. Are you concerned about it, or is it more about the action in the 3.5 hours or 3:45 that it may take?
I've always felt like pace of game is the most important, like keeping the game going.
Yeah.
I think part of what you're seeing now is where length of game is getting longer. Pace of game seems to be slowing down because more strikeouts and less action or less hits. And I think we've got to figure out a way to reverse that trend, because, you know, ultimately I think people come to baseball games because it's a different environment than maybe other sports offer, where you can have a conversation with the person sitting next to you, but also still be entertained. So baseball's unique. Baseball's special, and I think we need to capitalize on that.
What do you think this offseason will be like in Major League Baseball? When you look at it last year, everybody's saying, well, there's no movement, there's nothing happening, and then all of a sudden, boom, a lot of things happened. Is that the similar trend that you see this year, or will it be different?
My guess is I think you're going to see more action early, but, you know, when you look at the free agent market, there's some really big names out there, and so that might take some time to move. But I think, you know, a lot of teams are trying to follow their game plan and react accordingly. So, you know, I think from the Cardinal standpoint, we're going to be prepared when we head out to the GM meetings next week. And, you know, certainly we'll look forward to whatever opportunities might present itself.
Do you have an idea of where you want to improve this team as you look back at last year and going forward?
You know, look, we had a good club last year, and I think a lot of people are going to say, well, you didn't win it, and so what are you going to do to win it? You know, I think first off, I think from an offensive standpoint, I think we can be better. I think from a pitching standpoint, we were a little bit of a tale of two cities, but how we can combine those resources and have a complete 162 would be important. But I do think we have a lot of exciting things coming. I think our club is really energized to prove that that wasn't just a one-year wonder. And so I think next year is going to be fun to watch.
You mentioned that you, in the press conference, had coffee at the end of the year with Matt Carpenter. Without giving away too many of the intimate details of that conversation, can you give our fans an idea of just what was represented in that conversation?
Sure. I think he wants to show that he's the player he's capable of being, and knows last year was not one of his better years. And so, you know, you got to remind yourself that a year ago he was coming off an MVP ballot type year, and then to have the kind of year he had this year, I think he was disappointed, but he's highly motivated to show that that was an outlier. And I know this offseason he's going to spend working extremely hard, and you know, a lot of this is I hope what people want to hear, but most importantly I know he wants to prove that he's still an elite baseball player in this league.
If Ozuna doesn't come back going into spring training, how much does Dylan Carlson get that chance to potentially crack the roster at the major league level?
Well, I do think there's some players ahead of Dylan. When you look at it in terms of the short view, clearly you want to give somebody like O'Neill, Lane Thomas, or Rosarena some opportunities. But, you know, Dylan Carlson's on that door knocking. And so I don't know exactly what the first couple months of the season will look like for him. But, you know, clearly he'll come into camp and he's going to get a lot of opportunities to play.
In terms of Alex Reyes, it seems like I ask you every week about Alex. But how's he doing, and what are your expectations going into spring training?
You know, I think probably the best news of all for Alex is he's having a normal offseason.
Yeah.
Now, he needs to have a normal year. And what I mean by that is he's obviously had the injury bug that's bitten him quite often. Someone that wants to contribute at the major league level, I think he was very frustrated when he got optioned. You know, clearly he didn't have the year he wanted to. In his mind, he's really having to hit the reset button and come to camp knowing that he'll get an opportunity to start. But I think his main goal is just please be with that major league club. But you know, I think he realizes that you can only be labeled a prospect for so long, and it's time to start contributing.
Is it safe to say, Mo, one of the key spots, as much as it may not be the glitz and glamour of going out and get Goldschmidt, but is a key move trying to find somebody that can play shortstop at the major league level defensively and play it at a good level to give DeJong a little break here and there?
Yeah, I don't think we have to look very far for that. I still think Tommy Edman could do that. Yes, I would agree with that statement. But, you know, I think as you look at you know, other areas where you can maybe hopefully improve your roster, having someone that can play short would probably be something that we might have to consider. But, you know, ultimately, I do think Tommy Edman will get some looks at short this spring. And, you know, clearly playing it at the minor league level, a lot of us internally have confidence he can do that.
Couple more questions, I'll let you go. Carlos Martinez, you mentioned that you're going to give him an opportunity to be a starter. Can you explain why when he starts does he have the issues physically, but yet Schilte could roll him out 3 out of 5 and he seems to bounce back? Why does that work that way? It's just kind of an oddity.
Well, I think really the demands on what the body has to go through versus getting up every day versus trying to go 100-plus pitches. And I think for us it's about how he prepares. So this offseason, he has to be very smart. He's very motivated to start, so I think he's going to be very, very much on board with what these offseason expectations look like. But our hope is that he will spend majority of the time in Jupiter working with our rehab group and our strength group to prepare for a starting job.
Final question. With a pending CBA, and you don't know where that's going to go, does that change what a free agent might do or what a team might do prior to that year coming up in which you just don't know where the money's going to be and how it's all laid out with Major League Baseball financially?
I think most players that are currently playing today don't even realize what a work stoppage is. So I don't think that even comes into play. I think there's probably a handful of people that are running clubs that actually remember what those days look
right.
like. But I don't feel like that's something that's part of the day-to-day rhetoric on how people are thinking about their offseason or how they think about their strategy for the offseason. So, you know, I think really when you've had the labor piece we've had over the last what, 2.5 decades, I think is really something that you hope just continues. And, you know, I think everybody that's involved in this is hopeful that it can be resolved and it doesn't become an issue. So at this point, I do not even think it's a topic of discussion. And I think from a planning standpoint, we'll hit this as business as usual.
Thanks, Mo. Congratulations on the extension.
Thank you, Dan.